This is the second chapter of part 7, Prosody and Practical Criticism. Name of the chapter, Rhythm, Figures and Imagery. Rhythm. Rhythm is a pleasing movement of words in speech or song in which stresses and pauses occur again and again in a certain order corresponding to rise and fall of feelings. By rhythm, a poet releases different specific emotions like aggressiveness, erotic passion, weariness, love or hatred. Some rhythms are slow, as in the way was long, the wind was cold. Some are quick, producing breathless hurry, as in faster than fairies, faster than witches, bridges and houses, hatches and ditches. Rhythm is also produced by figures of sound. Onomatopoeia, onomatopoeia, alliteration, alliteration, assonance and consonance. For example, number 1, I cracked and growled and roared and howled. Number 2, I dreamed that Greece might still be free. Number 3, nor cast one longing, lingering look behind. Some sounds possesses a quality of softness, sharpness, harshness, smoothness, resonance and thinness. They are created by the use of certain letters which have such characteristics. The liquid sound L produces a slow and gentle movement, as in I hear lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore. The H and M sounds recurring with L produce a lulling, lulling, lulling effect. The F sound suggests a rapid motion, as in flaming, faring, fuming. The B and P sounds indicate muscular effort. The broad sun above laughed a pitiless laugh. The sounds G, K, J, CH suggest harshness. The bare black cliff clanged round him as he based his feet on juts of slippering crag that rang. Thus, rhythm is produced by recurring stress, pitch and pause in a certain order and by verbal harmony. The next part is figures. Figures or figures of speech is an expression that uses words out of their literal meaning. It is employed for the sake of variety, force, clearness, ornament, humor, and aesthetic effect. It is often divided into three classes. Number 1, figures of thought. Number 2, figures of speech. And number 3, figures of sound. Figures of thought. Words are used in a way that brings a change in the standard meaning. The important figures of thought are following. Simile. Simile is an explicit comparison between two different things, actions, or feelings using the words as or like. For example, I wandered lonely as a cloud. Metaphor. Metaphor is a simile without like or as, and similarity is suggested rather than explained directly. The simile explicitly says that one thing is like another. The metaphor says that one thing is another. Referring to a man as he is a lion is metaphorical, whereas he is like a lion is simile. Metaphors may appear as verbs, a talent may blossom, or as adjectives, burning passion. Hyperbole. Hyperbole. It is an exaggerated expression for the sake of emphasis. By this, figure things are represented as greater or less, better or worse than they really are. Example, all the perfumes of Arabia will not sweeten this little hand. Belinda smiled and all the world was gay. Personification. A figure of speech by which animals, abstract ideas, or inanimate things are referred to as if they were human. Example, the dish ran away with the spoon. She comes often as the weather permits. Metonymy. Metonymy. A figure of speech in which one word is substituted for another with which it stands in close relationship. Example, the bottle for alcoholic drink, skirt for woman. Periphrasis. Periphrasis. A roundabout way of referring to something by means of several words instead of naming it directly in a single word or phrase. Example, the viewless couriers of the air, the winds. He resembled the animal that browses on thistles. Thistles. An S. Figures of speech. In figures of speech, various devices are adopted by changing the order of words, missing out conjunctions, etc. Antithesis. This figure consists in an explicit statement of an implied contrast. Example, man proposes, God disposes. God made the country, man made the town. Oxymoron. This figure generally consists in the use of two contradictory words, words with mutually opposite meanings. Example, he is an honest thief, she feels a sweet pain in her heart. Apostrophe. 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 In it, the speaker addresses some inanimate things or abstract ideas as if it were a living person. Example, frailty, thy name is woman, O spirit of love, how quick and fresh art do. Transferred, epithet, E-P-I-T-H-E-T. In this figure, qualifying adjective is transferred from the word to which it really belongs to another word to which it does not really belong. Example, I passed the night on my sleepless pillow. The prisoner was placed in a condemned cell. Pun, P-U-N. This figure consists in a play on the various meanings of a word. Example, is life worth living? That depends upon the liver. Paradox. A paradox is a statement which, though outwardly contradictory, involves a deeper truth. Example, the child is the father of man. There is no one so poor as a wealthy miser. Climax. By this figure of speech, the sense rises step by step to what is more and more impressive. Example, I came, I saw, I conquered, I love, I run, I sing, I dance for joy. Bathos, B-A-T-H-O-S. It is the opposite of climax, which the series of statement descending from the higher to lower. Example, he lost his wife, his daughter, his sons, and his watch. Figures of sound. Figures of sound serve the ear alone and achieves emphasis by the repetition of sounds. Such figures are following. Onomatopoeia. O-N-O-M-A-T-O-P-O-E-I-A. In this figure, the sound of a word or words is made to convey the sense. Example, the murmurous haunt of the flies on summer eves and murmuring of innumerable bees. Alliteration, the repetition of the same sounds, usually initial consonants of words in any sequence of nearby words. Example, 5 miles meandering with a mazy motion, a load of learning lumbering in his head. Assonance. Assonance is created when the same vowel sound is produced again and again in successive words. A little time that we may fill or with such good works or such ill as loose the bones or make them strong, wherein all manhood suffers wrong. The sound of the letter I is met in little and fill, while O is present in bones strong and wrong. Consonance. Consonance is created when the consonant sound is produced again and again in successive words. Example, group, grope, middle, muddle, wonder, wander. The next part is imagery. Imagery is a collective term for images or pictures used by a writer in poetry and prose. Imagery conveys sense impressions through words and figures. Thus, an image in poetry is a word or expression which appeals directly to the eye, the ear, or the senses of taste, touch, and smell. A literary artist never gets satisfied with bare statement, but he uses figures to make expression beautiful and forcible under the impulse of an intense and deep feeling. Imagery embodies the abstract in sensuous forms. Life is like a dome of many colored glass. This chapter is now over.